This is the podcast for the time management page of the study skills section of eapfoundation.com. For more information, visit www.eapfoundation.com. Study, just like life, places many demands on your time. The demands are not only many, but varying. Some weeks you may have little to do, while others you have far too many tasks to complete. Essays to write, presentations to give, lectures to attend, a birthday party for a friend, and so on and so forth. At school, your teacher probably gave you pressure to work and monitored your progress. And when you're in employment, your employer or supervisor will determine your workload and check how you're doing. At university, you are more responsible for managing your time. Your tutors are likely to check the final assignment very carefully, the product, but are unlikely to check how you complete it, the process. In order to succeed, you therefore need to learn how to manage your time well. Good time management comprises various factors. The following are considered on this page: identifying targets, prioritizing, breaking down tasks, and creating a calendar or timetable. At the end of the page, there is also a flowchart which summarizes the processes above. So let's begin by considering identifying targets. An important first step in managing your time is to clearly identify all the tasks you have to complete. This would create a simple list, which on its own would not be very useful. To make it more helpful, you can add the date by which each task must be completed, the deadline, and make a note of why each one is important. These tasks will mostly be study tasks, though there will also be important life events which you need to plan for example, organizing a birthday party, getting ready for a holiday, so you need to include these as well. A simple example for two tasks is shown below. Let's now consider prioritizing. Once you have successfully identified your targets, your next step is to decide which ones to tackle first. You can do this by prioritizing them. Your first step in doing this is to consider how urgent and how important each one is. If something is both urgent and important, then you should do it now, or as soon as you can. If it is urgent but not important, you need to consider whether you have time to complete it. If it is important but not urgent, you should begin it before it becomes urgent. If it is neither urgent nor important, don't do it. Your time is too precious. The diagram below summarizes these ideas. Of course, almost all of the tasks on your list are going to be important to you. That's why you put them on your list. And all of them are going to be relatively urgent. What might help is to quantify them, or give them a number, as follows. 0 for not urgent or important. 1 for a little urgent or important. 2 for fairly urgent or important. And 3 for very urgent or very important. You can then use this to create a priority index by multiplying the numbers together. If something is very urgent and very important, it would have a priority index of 3 times 3, which is 9, which means it would be higher on your list than something which is very urgent but only a little important, which would have a priority index of 3 times 1, which is 3. The example above is continued below to show how the task can be prioritized. Clearly, writing the economics essay with a priority index of 4 is going to be a higher priority than preparing for the wedding with a priority index of 3. Next, let's talk about breaking down tasks. Many of your tasks at university are going to take you many hours, and the work will need to be spread over several days or weeks. In order to plan for these more effectively, it's useful to break each task down into smaller, more manageable subtasks. When doing this, you should try to make your subtasks SMART, in other words, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timed. For example, if you have 1 hour to spare, don't decide to do something like find sources for report and take notes. This is too general. What kind of sources? And not easy to measure. How will you know if you have enough sources? And is likely to take you far more than 1 hour, which means it's not achievable in the time you have. A better task would be find two journal articles for report. This is a specific task which you can measure by counting how many articles you have, and it's achievable in the time you have allotted, 1 hour. Below is an example of how the economics essay task above could be broken down into subtasks. Finally, let's look at creating a calendar or timetable. In order to keep track of the tasks and subtasks you need to do, it's useful to keep either a calendar, a timetable, or both. A calendar will help you remember the bigger picture, i.e. the dates for the targets you listed. A timetable, especially an hourly timetable, will make planning subtasks easier. Examples of both are given below. In short, organizing your time effectively is a matter of identifying targets, prioritizing them, creating subtasks, and using a calendar or timetable. The flowchart below summarizes these stages. First, identify targets. Make a list of your targets, including deadlines and why they're important. Next, prioritize. Identify how urgent and important each target is. Use a priority index. Then, break down tasks. Create more manageable subtasks. Be smart. Finally, create a calendar or timetable. Use a calendar, a timetable, or both to help you complete tasks on time.